It is the afternoon cruise. My name's Sean McPherson. I am chatting with Davina from Davina and the Vagabonds, part of a series where we're connecting with musicians and personalities inside and outside of the jazz world to discuss the jazz they love. And it's perfect timing to be chatting with Davina. She and the Vagabonds are getting ready for a show on Saturday night at the Dakota. Davina, thank you for joining us on Jazz 88.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Absolutely. And let me just tip my hat to you. I asked you for a couple tunes you loved, and you knocked them all out of the park. You said Nina Simone's version of My Baby Just Cares for Me, Chet Baker's rendition of I Fall in Love Too Easily, and Fats Waller's I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter. We'll listen to that Fats Waller tune in a moment. But Davina, you love some great jazz. How'd you fall in love with this music and these artists?
I mean, I grew up with a father who was considerably, he was born in 1902, I was adopted. So I just have always taken to a lot of older music. You know, I grew up with an Edison record player and the Reader's Digest songbook. So a lot of that popular music, you know, because at that time it was pop music, mm-hmm. you know, and my dad was popular when he was a teenager and a young adult. I mean, Fats Waller, I think, was born in 1904 and passed away in 43. So, you know, in that era was just kind of stuff that I learned from my dad. So, yeah. They're great piano players.
Yeah,
I mean, the Nina Simone solo, I mean, forget about it. Her classical training, and same with Fats, you know, and I think where that's where the stride comes in that early kind of jazz. I know Nina's obviously later than Fats, but... I mean, it's just such feel good piano playing, just downright amazing, you know, and really dynamic. So yeah, I love me some Fats.
Now, Davina, when you are collaborating with people whose jazz enthusiasm might start more 1965 and going on, they fell in love with the Blue Note stuff and they've stayed abreast of it since then. Do you sometimes feel like you have a leg up because of this deep thing you can draw on?
No way. No, I think a lot of, I mean, because I'm not, I think people might think it's square. There's just so many different, I don't know. I don't know what to say, but I don't know about a leg up. You know, I think some people kind of look at it and it's kind of tongue in cheek. But that's what I enjoy about it. You know, I'm already cerebral. I don't need my music to be cerebral. Like, I cannot ever stop thinking. So, when I hear that kind of fun-loving stride, you know, it lifts me, you know. I don't know about leg up. I think some people in the jazz scene might think it gives me a leg down. But, well, that's all right. Well, if that's even a thing, a leg down.
Yeah, I don't know if it is, but maybe we're making it a thing. Now, another thing you're making a thing is Saturday night at the Dakota, and we're going to listen to that Fats Waller tune. But you play all over the world, I assume. A lot of times if you're playing somewhere, you're getting on a plane to get there or at least driving for a really long time. What's special to you about being able to do it right here in the Twin Cities?
Oh, my gosh. You just gave me chills. This is my home. I mean, this is where I was given opportunities before I was given any other opportunity anywhere else. I mean, it's just so important to me, specifically that stage. You know, I've been playing there for almost 2 decades or maybe over two. I don't even know. Sean, I'm getting old. I have no idea, but it's been a while. But I mean, I hate to say it's such a blessing because it's so used, but I mean, this is my home.
Yeah.
That's so important. And, you know, before moving here, I didn't really have a home. So it's really just super important that for me, it's family, it's my community. And I would be nowhere if I never moved to Minneapolis or played at the Dakota. I'm serious. So that's why it's important to me. Absolutely. And their Bernays sauce.
Okay,
I love their Bernays sauce.
Well, yeah, I'm with you on all of that. So she's playing there on Saturday night. This is Davina. We're going to play this tune, Fats Waller, about a minute and a half of I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and then talk a little bit about that. Davina, there's zero chance you're going to hear this across your phone. So you might just be dealing with a little silence while we all listen to the tune. And then I'll come back with you in just one moment.
Everybody's going to love it.
Okay.
Everybody's going to love it.
Here's Fats Waller.
Thank you.
letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got 'em.
Oh, you're getting a Davina. So we're listening to Fats Waller here. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. You had carte blanche to pick any tunes. You pick this one. What do you love about this one?
I love it because it's kind of it's kind of creepy. I think it's really sweet. You know, he's feeling down and he's writing himself a letter. I think it also sometimes when I practice it. It's also, I pretend that I'm kind of writing myself a love letter. It's a nice, like, self-care kind of song for me. But I thought it was really sweet. It's a little creepy, too, you know, pretending a love letter's coming from someone else. But all in all, it's pretty sweet, and I dig it. And it's Fats. I mean, listen to that twinkle, you know. Listen to the beautiful stride. So
it's one of the most romantic songs built on forgery, I would say, you know,
exactly. I love it. It's great.
Now, Davina, like so many players, you wear a tremendous amount of hats, especially because you run your own business. But even if you set that aside, you are a writer, you're a performer, mm-hmm. you're a pianist. And I'm curious, as you study these folks, Nina Simone, Chet Baker, Fats Waller, that's the tip of the iceberg. Are you listening at all at the same time as a writer, as a singer, and as a pianist? Or are you kind of, is there a compartmentalization level of inspiration where you draw more from some people's piano playing and more from some people's writing and more from some people's vocal performance?
I mean, I'll listen to a song over and over again, but I think the first thing I do is listen to the general feel of it and how it's making me feel, even sonically, you know, because I have to arrange it for a five piece. If I do decide to cover it or whatever, but each and every single person that I gave you are amazing vocalists, but in their own way, which I really think is outstanding as a vocalist. You know, they've paved their own path with their own specific voice, every single one of them, but then they're also just amazing at their instruments as well, aside from their vocals. So I don't know. I listen to it all. I'll break it down. Sometimes I'll listen to it specifically to listen to the piano or listen to the solo, you know. But all in all, I'm a kind of a feel girl. I really am. I'm all about feel. So
I'm with you, Davina. And Davina, I'm about to pass it to traffic. But after we do traffic, I'm going to play a tune from Shoot for the Moon.
Okay.
So I got to ask you, like, you know, 30-second version. You released the record a couple months ago. We're loving it here at Jazz 88. How is the reception going for you in general?
People are digging it. I'm excited to get back on the road. But nobody says it's been horrible yet. Don't come up to me and say it's horrible, though, if you hate it. But everybody seems to be digging it. I'm proud of it. I mean, you know, and I'm really happy that you guys have given us some spins. It really makes me happy. It really does. So thank you.
Well, absolutely, Davina. We love the work you're doing. Good luck on Saturday. And thank you for chatting about some of your favorite jazz with Jazz 88.
Thanks, Sean.